From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. 40 years ago today, February 21st, 1965, Malcolm X was murdered. He was giving a speech in the Audubon Ballroom in Manhattan. Just after he began, a man came on stage and fired a shotgun into the black leader's chest. Two other men followed, firing handguns. Malcolm X died before medical help could arrive. The three men were arrested and convicted of the crime. Malcolm X described himself as the angriest black man in America. You can hear some of that anger, as well as his humor and politics, in this excerpt from a speech from the year before his death.
Once you change your philosophy, you change your thought pattern. Once you change your thought pattern, you change your attitude. Once you change your attitude, it changes your behavior pattern. And then you go on into some action. As long as you got a sit-down philosophy, you'll have a sit-down thought pattern. And as long as you think that old sit-down thought, you'll be in some kind of sit-down everywhere. It's not so good to refer to what you're going to do as a sit-in. Then right there castrates you. Right there it brings you down. What goes with it? What think of the image of someone sitting? An old woman can sit. An old man can sit. A chump can sit. A coward can sit. Anything can sit. Well, you and I have been sitting long enough, and it's time today for us to start doing some standing and some fighting to back that up. When we look at other parts of this earth upon which we live, we find that black, brown, red, and yellow people in Africa and Asia are getting their independence. They're not getting it by singing, "We Shall Overcome." No, they're getting it through nationalism. It is nationalism that brought about the independence of the people in Asia. Every nation in Asia gained its independence through the philosophy of nationalism. Every nation on the African continent that has gotten its independence brought it about through the philosophy of nationalism. And it will take black nationalism that to bring about the freedom of 22 million Afro-Americans here in this country where we have suffered colonialism for the past 400 years. America is just as much a colonial power as England ever was. America is just as much a colonial power as France ever was. In fact, America is more so a colonial power than they, because she's a hypocritical colonial power behind it. What is 20th? What do you call second-class citizenship? Why, that's colonization. Second-class citizenship is nothing but 20th century slavery. How are you going to tell me you're a second-class citizen? They don't have second-class citizenship in any other government on this earth. They just have slaves and people who are free. Well, this country is a hypocrite. They try and make you think they set you free by calling you a second-class citizen. No, you're nothing but a 20th century slave. Just as it took nationalism to remove colonialism from Asia and Africa, it'll take black nationalism today to remove colonialism from the backs and the minds of 22 million Afro-Americans here in this country. Looks like it might be the year of the ballot or the bullet.
That's Malcolm X speaking in 1964. Malcolm X was born Malcolm Little in Omaha, Nebraska, in 1925. The son of a Baptist minister, he became a Muslim while serving a prison sentence for burglary. That's when he took the name Malcolm X. He saw Little as a slave name. As a member of the Nation of Islam, he espoused militant black nationalism. His intelligence and charisma made him a frequent speaker and guest on television shows. But he later broke with the Nation of Islam and rejected its message of black separatism. At the end of his life, Malcolm X embraced pan-Africanism and preached that people of all races could coexist. In the 40 years since his death, Malcolm X has been celebrated and repudiated. Commentator Murad Kalam says he has also been missed.
The enduring legacy of Malcolm X is no longer that he was African-American, but that he was an American Muslim. And today it is American Muslims who need Malcolm most. We have lost our way in these last few difficult years and now suffer a crisis of identity. It is that nagging, if unfounded, fear that we can never truly be Americans. Malcolm circa 1964 would have balked at the assertion that he was American. But Malcolm was profoundly American, in his ability to reinvent himself, to cast away his hatreds but not his idealism. The early Malcolm, as Nation of Islam spokesman, denounced America for its oppression of blacks, but he often espoused self-discipline and industry, and abstention and self-reliance, American values. Years later, he broke from the Nation and journeyed to traditional Islam. When he went to Mecca on the Muslim pilgrimage, he saw Muslims of all races praying together. For Malcolm, the Hajj was a symbol of racial equality. Even then, Malcolm could not help but look over his shoulder at America and consider the possibility that we might enjoy such equality here. He'd just embraced Orthodox Islam, but he did not take refuge in Cairo or Jeddah or Damascus or Senegal, where he would have had an easier time as a Muslim convert, but chose instead to live as a Muslim in America. Sadly, no American Muslim leader since Malcolm has so connected his spiritual journey to the American experience. No other American Muslim has attained Malcolm's status. It is because Malcolm, though Muslim, felt so at ease in his American skin that now, 40 years after his death, he is so desperately missed. American Muslims need another Malcolm to restore our confidence as we try to find our way in America. Other Americans need another Malcolm, too. Many Americans are struggling to understand Islam, to see beyond its bloody distortions and assure themselves that America and Islam are not contradictions, a daunting task. If, of course, we could have another Malcolm, he, or she, might remind us how often, much like Malcolm himself, America has found a way to reinvent itself. 40 years removed, we are living in a very different America, where the relationship between religion and politics is very complicated. What we need is someone, in Malcolm's words, to make it plain.
Murad Kalam is the author of the novel Night Journey. Malcolm X was killed 40 years ago today while he was speaking in New York City.